can write in stone. Take it like a man who knows about love and every little thing that a girl dreams of. Someone wise enough to understand. If you want this woman's heart,
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A senior Israeli official tells ABC that the 72-hour window for releasing all of the hostages will begin after the Israeli government ratifies part one of the deal that Hamas has now agreed to, and that is expected to happen later this morning. ABC's Marcus Moore has the latest from Tel Aviv.
There was a very swift reaction to the news overnight, including Qatari officials who confirmed that all of the sides had agreed on implementing the first phase of President Trump's 20-point plan. And as news of this spread, our team in Gaza reported that heavy bombardments continued in Gaza City. So this is still not over for so many families in the midst of this war.
National Guard troops are now on the ground in the Chicago area despite fierce opposition from local leaders, the mayor and the governor of Illinois, who says President Trump's deployment is unconstitutional. Day 9 of the federal government shutdown, the IRS now saying it'll furlough nearly half its workforce. This is ABC News.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped GoodRx and saw the light.
She could get a deal. Book telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were mixed. November milk up 2 to 1691, December down 3 to 1701, January down 2 to 1684, February steady at 1691. Cheese markets on the day, barrels were steady at 174. 40-pound blocks up a quarter to 173 and three quarters. No trades on the day. Cash butter down 1 3/4 to 165. No trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 115. No trades. And dry waste steady at 63. Again, no trades on the day. Live in feeder cattle markets were higher as the market regained technical support and interest from traders, and continues to highlight the fact that box beef prices have seen more support this week as well. Some of the support in the cattle complex also could stem from the fact that a new case of New World screwworm was detected in Mexico last week, roughly 170 miles away from the U.S.-Mexico border. Hog markets were mostly lower. Consumer demand is not shining through and is not leading additional support to the marketplace, and that has the trade continuing to move prices lower. October live cattle up 75 cents to 233.85. October feeder cattle up $4 to 369.50. And October hogs down 22 cents to 97.62. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat were all mostly higher as the trade chops just below nearby resistance level. Now the forecasts look good for the harvest of corn and soybeans, also for the planting and emergence of winter wheat. Also with winter wheat, the firmer dollar did limit some of the gain. December corn up 2.25 to 4.22. November beans up 7.5 to 10.29.5. December wheat up 0.5 to 5.07.25. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Local markets from Wednesday at Alcivia Durand. Cash corn 362, December 367, January 368, new crop 26, 399. Cash beans 930, December 934, January 939, new crop 26 at 962. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash and November corn 372, December 377, January 393 and 3/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 422, November 422, and December also at 422. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 367 and cash beans 944. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 367, new crop 26, 408. Cash beans 934, new crop 26, 982. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn at 378, November 382, April 416, new crop 26, 413. Cash in November beans 955, April 1022, new crop 26, 1012. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 369, new crop 26, 371, cash beans 947, December 954. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 222 to 237, Holstein fed cattle 197 to 219, market cows 110 to 164, bulls 165 to 202, calves 500 to 1610, beef steers 231 to 600, Holstein steers 202 to 850, sheep markets light lambs 220 and down, market lambs 250 and down, ewes 113 and down, rams 97 and down, goat markets does 245 and down, bucks 307 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 130 to 300, fed lambs 175 to 230, ewes 100 to 110. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Mike, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Evelyn. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Mike, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Mike? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cashback for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes. I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SHARE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 67 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered showers late tonight, our low down to around 53. Tomorrow, a sprinkle or two in the morning, then sunny with a high in the upper 60s to near 70. It might be fall, but there's still plenty of time to be out there at the grill. And if you want the best barbecue, you need Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Order some up at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Turned on at home.
counsel that order. But if it's too late, I'll take it to go. Boys, I gotta run for somebody calls 911. 'Cause I left something turned on and on. It ain't the stove, it ain't the heater. She's hotter and a whole lot sweeter. And all day long, she's been there alone. Right now, her arms are open. The house is a problem.
Set two presets. Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN Shenandoah. And if Bubba can dance here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 30s across the region this morning. Looks like we'll see upper 60s today, and a warming trend is in store. We'll have details with our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, we continue our coverage from World Dairy Expo, as we'll talk with Cheryl Meschke from AMPI. And we'll have that interview here coming up next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Fertilizer prices and the 2026 crop budget. How are we going to make those two work? We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
As farmers move into the fall harvest, it's now time to look at what next year might look like for crop budgets and how fertilizer plays in that role. Gary Schnitke is an economist at the University of Illinois. He says farmers might have thought that the prices would be going down, and depending on the crop, it just might be.
Looking at crop budgets for 2026 is where we're at. We're building in higher fertilizer cost for corn, and that's being led by both anhydrous ammonia or nitrogen and DAP. If we're looking at prices right now, are higher for those than they were at this year at last time. So we built in a projection that is higher. Soybean costs are a little bit lower, primarily because of, surprisingly, potash isn't higher. And the tariff situation, even though we rely heavily on Canada, we seem to have an exemption now, so that's going to flow okay, I suppose.
Once again, he says early projections seem to show soybeans as more profitable than corn in 2026.
Higher cost for corn is going to make corn relatively less profitable than soybeans, or impact that relationship. We'll see where farmers make their decisions as far as profitability, but right now we're predicting soybeans to be more profitable than corn. So again, that's been the case for a while, and you're beginning to think, well, we do a lot of 50-50 corn soybeans in the state. Maybe we're going to have to shade more to soybeans, but that doesn't look the best either if we consider that China hasn't been out any of our soybeans. So we'll see where all that goes.
Agriculture economist Gary Schnitke of the University of Illinois. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. That's 800-917-8730.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 67 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered showers late tonight, our low down to around 53. Tomorrow, a sprinkle or two in the morning, then sunny with a high in the upper 60s to near 70. It might be fall, but there's still plenty of time to be out there at the grill. And if you want the best barbecue, you need Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Order some up at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Thank you.
trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stump road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Days are getting long. I waited all winter for the time to be right just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we sit forever and the fish don't bite. We jump in a river and cool ourselves from the heat of the night.
All I wanted was some way out. Every evening I'd slip into town and stand around by the caution light and watch the big trucks rolling by. To me it was a beautiful sight, big wheels in the moonlight. I had a case of wanderlust. I'd lie awake with the windows up. Out on Highway 59, I could hear some big old diesel whine. She was going through all the gears, headed out to who knows where. Fell asleep most every night, dreaming about big wheels in the moonlight. So many things got in my way. Can't complain about all I've got. Kids and a wife and a regular job. But at night when I'm
I'm sitting here all alone in the living room chair. Sometimes I close my eyes and see big wheels in the moonlight. And I want to put my life on the center line. And I want to see the world before I die. And I know that there's a peace I'll never find.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Dan Seals, Big Wheels in the Moonlight here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 30s across the region this morning. UW River Falls is again hosting the Farm and Industry Short Course. This is a 16-week program that provides world-class hands-on training, targeting the skills and knowledge that students need to know to step into the dairy industry and into the farming industry. The program will begin on October 27th and runs through March 13th of next year, with a holiday break away from campus. Now, if you'd like more information or to register for that class, yep, there's still time to do so. Just visit the UW River Falls website. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. In 2015, companies DuPont and Dow announced they were planning to merge before splitting into three separate companies. Dow, which handled material science, DuPont, that worked in specialty products, and Corteva, an ag company. 10 years later, Corteva is now looking to split. I'll have the details when we return. This episode of Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss. For more than 70 years and three generations, Strauss has manufactured high-performance, German-engineered workwear, work boots, and safety equipment. The company's ostrich logo has become a proud symbol of excellence recognized by farmers around the globe. Need extra comfortable bibs? Strauss has them. What about work pants that have been tested to be 5 times stronger than your standard canvas pants? Strauss has those too. Each piece of the Strauss collection, from hat to boot, has been specially engineered to help you perform better on the job, whether you're working in the fields, taking care of livestock, or maintaining all the equipment that keeps your farm running. So if you're looking to add some extra utility and comfort to your workday, then harvest your potential and look for the ostrich. Prepare for the next growing season and grab yourself some new gear at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com. Last week, it was announced that the board of directors at Corteva Agrisciences has unanimously approved a plan to split into two independent publicly traded companies. One would house its crop protection business, and the other would house its seed business. The parent company says the move is designed to sharpen focus, unlock value, and allow each business to pursue its own capital and growth strategy. Under the current plan, Chuck Magro, the current CEO, will lead the seed company spinoff. Meanwhile, current chairman Greg Page will become the chair of the crop protection business. In its press release, Corteva explained, quote, "The seed and crop protection markets have evolved, and the opportunities ahead for both companies are diverging. This is the right time to act to stay ahead of the market. The separation will allow both businesses to maximize long-term value creation by focusing on their own priorities," end quote.
The company also highlighted several expected benefits, saying they should see stronger strategic and operational focus tailored to each segment, distinct capital allocation flexibility, and credit rating options. And it should give both firms the ability to adapt more nimbly to market dynamics in seeds versus crop protection. For scale, Corteva projects in 2025 that their seed segment will represent about 56% of net sales, while crop protection makes up about 44%. The market reaction has been mixed. Shortly after the news, Corteva shares dropped sharply. Speculation and concern about disruption, synergies, and valuation drove that sell-off. However, some see more opportunity as these companies pursue their own distinct strategies. From a farmer's perspective, the immediate impacts are expected to be minimal. Corteva already runs seed and chemical operations somewhat independently. In time, however, we could see changes to pricing, bundling, rebate programs, or contract structures. I'll have more when we return.
From raging storms and relentless winds to unforgiving heat, Proven G3 from Pivot Bio just keeps working. Featuring the only gene-edited microbe continuously fixing nitrogen in the presence of synthetic nitrogen, Proven G3's three modes of action feed more nitrogen, boost nutrient uptake, and amplify yield potential day in and day out. Learn more about Proven G3's durable nitrogen delivery at pivotbio.com.
The breakup of Corteva into both a seed company and a crop protection company is expected to be final by the second half of 2026, pending regulatory approvals and final board sign-off. Company officials say the business will continue to function normally through the process, and farmers aren't likely to see any changes during the 2026 growing season. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
We got you covered from Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
There's a sad young wife, never had a life. Her mother said she married young. And her husband's a fool, never listened to all the things she's never done. So she packs up that old Ford Fairlane. She's had about all she can bear. A suitcase, a hope, and a hard rain. She's gonna find it all somewhere. On the road where the night is black. On the showed his life down. So he takes out that old airstream. They don't know where they're bound. 65 years and still searching for something that they never found. On the road where the night is black. On the
News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. World Dairy Expo chose a familiar name as its winner of the Industry Person of the Year.
Jim Mulhern, the now former CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation, said he was completely honored and surprised by the award.
Just an incredible honor to get this award. It's something that I never in my life thought I'd ever receive. So when I got the call that I was selected, I was like, and look at that list of people who have received this award. It's like the Hall of Fame of dairy. So to be considered among what I consider the elites of this industry is really just a tremendous honor. I am very humbled by it. You know, I wondered at first, and it kind of sunk in, and then Corey Geiger, former Horge Dairyman editor now at Cobank, had reached out to me, and Corey is one of the people who had put my name forward, and I just have tremendous respect for Corey individually, but also the entire World Dairy Expo Board of Directors. The time and energy these folks put into this tremendous annual event, we owe a thanks to all of them for the service they provide.
While he did retire from National Milk, he still keeps an eye on what's going on in the dairy industry, and he says he's very optimistic about the future of dairy because of the people who make it work every day. One of agriculture's biggest annual events gets underway at the end of the month in Indianapolis. The 98th annual FFA National Convention and Expo takes place October 29th through November 1st, bringing in more than 70,000 young people in the blue corduroy jackets to the Hoosier State. Christine White, Chief Program Officer of the National FFA Organization, says it's a highlight of the year for many FFA members.
When you look at it from a perspective, for some FFA members, it's a pinnacle of their event, and for others, it's a launching point of their FFA career. So it's an opportunity to hear motivational speakers, hear from our national officers, compete in competitive events. This year, we will recognize the highest record number of American farmer degree or American degree recipients that we've had in the past.
She says there will be plenty of opportunities for personal growth, and there'll be many ways that FFA members will be giving back to the Indianapolis community. Four people familiar with the talks on the government shutdown told Politico that the White House is delaying its plans to issue economic aid to farmers this week due to the government shutdown. The White House Office of Management and Budget prepared between $12 and $13 billion to be allocated from an internal USDA account. The source said no final decision has been made yet on the total amount of money that would go for farm aid, and the package likely won't be coming out soon. It's possible the timeline was further delayed because some of USDA's political appointees have been placed on furlough during the shutdown. Politico also said officials are weighing the possibility of using tariff revenue, the USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation Fund, and other alternative methods to alleviate farmers' financial stress. President Trump tapped the USDA fund to dole out $28 billion in assistance during the first trade war with China. An important American food aid program is no longer in danger after funding was found to support it during the government shutdown. Axios says the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, also known as WIC, that is relied on heavily by millions of low-income pregnant, postpartum, and breastfeeding women and young children. The program is providing vouchers for healthy foods and was in danger of running out of funding within weeks amid the government shutdown. The White House said it will transfer funding derived from tariff revenue to keep the program going for the foreseeable future. That, according to a White House official who described the infusion as a temporary fix and declined to say how much money is being spent. The Office of Management and Budget worked to find a creative solution to preserve WIC, which annually has over 6 million people benefit from the program. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen with the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 67 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered showers late tonight, our low down to around 53. Tomorrow, a sprinkle or two in the morning, then sunny with a high in the upper 60s to near 70. It might be fall, but there's still plenty of time to be out there at the grill. And if you want the best barbecue, you need Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Order some up at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Rusty tractor, you can't miss it. It's the first thing that you see. Just up the road, a pale blue water tower with I Love Jeannie painted in bright green. Hey, that's my Uncle Bill there by the courthouse. He'll be lowering the flag when the sun goes down, and this is my town.
Yeah, this is my town. Hey, where I was born, where I was raised, where I keep all my yesterdays. Where I ran off cause I got mad and it came to blows with my old man. Where I came back, settled down, that's where they're putting me in the ground. This is my town.
Going on here since they closed the mill, but that whistle still blows every day at noon. A bunch of us still go down to the diner. I wonder if that interstate's still coming through. But come Sunday morning service at the Church of Christ, well, there ain't an empty seat to be found. And this is my town.
Yeah, this is my town. Where I was born, where I was raised, where I keep all my yesterdays. Where I ran off, cause I got mad and it came to blows with my old man. Where I came back, settled down, where they're putting me in the ground. This is my town.
Tractor, you can't miss it, it's sitting right there in our yard. The county came and took that water tower, and that's Jenny with a baby in the car. Oh, we're off to Sunday service at the Church of Christ, and if we want to see, we better leave right now, and maybe later. Me and Otero will show you around our town.
Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right.
make up your mind. Well, it's been long enough. The time is up. Bye-bye, love. I'll catch you later. Gotta let foot down on my accelerator and the rearview mirror torn off. I ain't never looking back, and that's a fact. I've tried all I can imagine. I begged and pleaded in true lover's fashion. I've got pride. I'm taking it for a ride. Bye-bye, bye-bye, my baby, bye-bye. Don't think all those tears are gonna hold me here like they've done before. You'll find what's left of us in a cloud of dust on Highway 4. Baby, what did you expect me to do? Just sit around and wait on you? Well, I'm through watching you just skate around the truth, and I know it sounds trite. I've seen the light. Bye-bye, love. I'll catch you later. Gotta let foot down on my accelerator and the rearview mirror torn off. 'Cause I ain't never looking back, and that's a fact.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Hotels are made for two night stays, checking in and out. Meeting strangers in the lobby, waking up and leaving town the next day. But love ain't. And whiskey's poured for when you're bored and alone on Friday night. When you wanna lose yourself and need a place to hide.